I'm Billy Cunningham, the Great American. Let's continue. I think the world expert on guns and freedom, Second Amendment, is Dr. John Lott, president and founder of the Crime Prevention Research Council. He's taught or had teaching or research positions at the University of Chicago, Yale, the Wharton School, the University of Pennsylvania, Stanford, and Rice. He was the chief economist for the United States Sentencing Commission during 88 and 89, contributor to the Hill newspaper. He's written several great books on the subject of the Second Amendment and its relationship to freedom, things of that character. And he has several new columns out. And Dr. John Lott, welcome again to the Bill Cunningham Show. John, how are you?
Doing great. Good to talk to you.
Love reading your stuff because, as you know, school has started. There's a few opening up first part of September. Most schools are now in session. And when I speak to schools every now and then, or I go to Grandfather Day at the elementary schools, in the front of the minds of teachers and parents and children is the idea we're going to be shot, that we're going to be killed. That is, President Obama said many times in many places, quote, "I say this every time we get one of these mass shootings. This does not happen in other countries." He's also said, quote, "You don't see murder on this kind of scale with this kind of frequency in any other advanced country." And this drives public policy. So basically, every school district in America right now has safety programs, gun programs, fire alarms are set off, school starting, all hell's breaking loose. You've done actual research about the reported mass shootings globally, and I want to share that with the American people. Research-wise, scientifically, John Lott, what have you found?
Well, I mean, I think one of the more important parts of this debate has been the claim, as you say, that President Obama claims that the United States is somehow unique in terms of these mass public shootings, and that couldn't be further from the truth. If we looked at 15 years from around the world, obviously, we get all the cases from the United States. We tried to get the cases from the rest of the world. This is kind of an underestimate of how many mass shootings there are in the rest of the world. But if you look at mass public shootings where four more people are killed in a public place, not involving some other, like a gang fight or a robbery, but just the type of things that you were just mentioning with school shootings, what have you, the United States makes about 4.6% of the world population. We make up about 2.8% of the shootings, and only about 1.4% of the shooters in the world.
So the headline is we're about 4% of the world's population, but we provide 2.8% of mass shootings in the world. Now you're going to be attacked for this. There's no question, because mass shootings are ubiquitous in America. We don't get mass shootings from Africa, Asia, Europe reporting. Therefore, we don't think it exists. How do you know those figures are accurate?
Well, we just spent about $50,000 going through doing news searches around the world. We've hired people who speak everything from Spanish, French, Chinese, Russian, other languages. And you know, as I say, I can't guarantee I've gotten all the cases from the rest of the world by any means. I'm sure I haven't. But even with the ones we have, it indicates that the United States is well less than the average. You look at some place like even Northern Europe over that period of time, though, the murder rate from mass public shootings in Northern Europe is the same as the United States. The lethality, the number of people killed per attack in Northern Europe and Western Europe is higher than in the United States. You know, I mean, the attacks in the rest of the world just don't get the news coverage that obviously the attacks in the United States receive.
Right.
I'll just give you one example. I mean, you take 2015 in France. France, in 1 year, had 532 casualties from mass public shootings. That's more casualties from mass public shootings than the United States had during the entire Obama presidency. We had 532, using this traditional FBI definition of mass public shootings. And you know, my guess is this is a country one-fifth our population in 1 year has more casualties than a country five times larger had in 8 years. And the other thing is people often don't adjust for population differences. Right. It'd be kind of like comparing the number of murders in California with any other state. You know, you could compare it with, you know, New Jersey or something like that. And, of course, California would have a lot more murders. You have to adjust for these things for population. And when you do, you find that the United States, in terms of the rate of these attacks, ranks about 58th. And for murders from these mass public shootings, ranks about 62nd.
I'm reading a quote from your study. Over these last 15 years, the U.S. ranks 58th in attack rate in the world and 62nd in murder rate. Norway, Finland, Switzerland, and Russia are major European countries with at least 45% higher rates of murder for mass shootings than the United States. But in the minds of the mainstream media, John Lott, what you're saying is heresy. So is the media just fundamentally lazy, which I certainly believe is accurate, but is it also a case that these facts don't fit their worldview, therefore they're not reported?
Well, you know, I'm sure there could be some of all those things. It's kind of hard to get in people's minds about why they do the things that they do. But, you know, the only thing I could say is we have listed out all of our cases. People can go and check them. We have not only the date and where it occurred and some basic facts about it, but we also list all the news sources that we use to go and get those cases. So anybody can go and check them. You know, a lot of this is due to a study done by a guy named Adam Lankford, and I think part of it is kind of along the lines that you say, you know, it just fit their template on what they believe. And, you know, he claimed that over 47 years, almost 50 years, he was only able to find 202 shooters in the rest of the world. And, I mean, that's just ridiculous. He said there were 90 in the United States, 202 in the rest of the world. I don't even know how to find cases where four people were shot to death in Africa in the 1960s.
How do you do that? how do you do that?
Well, I mean, it's incredibly difficult even a decade ago. I mean, I can show you cases where 15 people were shot to death in a place in Africa, and you'll find, like, one news story on it. You know, you have parts of the world where you have murder rates 20-fold or more higher than what we have in the United States, and they just don't give news coverage to a lot of these things, because if they covered murders, that's the only thing their newspapers would have. And so, you know, it's not just in Africa. You have places in Central America, other places that have really massive murder rates.
Sure.
And so, you know, and there are parts of the world that just don't get news coverage. I'll just give you one example. I just accidentally came across some data for the Solomon Islands and islands in the Pacific, where they had one report where they indicated that in over a five-year period they had had three large mass public shootings. You know, you do a news searches, you don't find any of that.
No.
Their newspapers weren't even online until less than a decade ago.
So it's possible the 2.8% rate of mass shootings of America to the rest of the world, that 2.8% of mass shootings in America might be significantly higher than it really is because of the lack of data.
Right. If you get all the cases in the United States, which we're sure about, but you only get a fraction of the cases in the rest of the world, then you're going to overestimate, as you say, the U.S. share. And so I'm saying even with that caveat, we're still well below our share of the world population.
You have a column here that says that from 1970 to 2015, there have been 58,445 mass firearm attacks in the world, 58,445, and of these, 402 occurred in America. And the 58,000 worldwide might be a very low estimate, which drives down the number even more and gets it to a very low number. So My question is the media stupid, lazy, or do they have an agenda? I think the answer is all three.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, one can only guess at those things. The bottom line, though, is that people are being misinformed about this, and it has big impacts on policy. I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, one of the reasons why I decided to go and actually spend all the money and do this big count across the world was because this drives so much of the debate. I hear time after time, well, the United States, this just doesn't happen in other countries. It's exactly like the quote that you read by President Obama. And lots of these countries have extremely strict gun control, have relatively few legally owned guns, and yet clearly they have much, much higher rates of mass public shootings than we have in the United States. We mentioned earlier France. France, despite having this high rate of attacks and deaths, has it's illegal to own semi-automatic guns. You can't, and yet, for some reason, they were still able to go and get weapons and go and do all these attacks there.
And this doesn't even include all the knife attacks in London, for example. And whenever the Jacksonville thing happened or some other mass shooting takes place, the left-wing crowd is ready to jump up and start blaming an inanimate metal object for the difficulty instead of mental illness. But before you go, I want to talk about this story you wrote a couple days ago about police officers are not disproportionately killing black men. Here are the facts. And whenever these things arise, the facts are stubborn things. They actually work. Explain why police officers are not disproportionately killing black men.
Well, what we looked at was the rate that that black police officers were killing black men and trying to account for things like differences in crime rates across different places. And what you find is that black police officers are killing blacks at, if anything, a slightly higher rate than white officers are killing blacks. And so if one wants to go and ascribe racism to these things rather than the fact that they're, that in a lot of these areas you have blacks committing crimes at much higher rate and more violent crimes and are more likely to have weapons with them when they're confronted by the police, you know, it's those things explain it, not somehow that white officers are somehow more predisposed than others to go and kill blacks.
In fact, I would think white cops are less disposed to kill because of the problems that are encountered if you shoot somebody and you're white. White cop, all hell breaks loose. And right now the NFL is about to begin, and there's all these protests going on, beginning by, of course, an out-of-work quarterback named Kaepernick, who was with the 49ers, who wore socks depicting cops as pigs. And it seems to be baked into, whether it's LeBron James, who had some comments on his new talk show recently about how brutal cops are to African-Americans. But when you boil down the statistics, the number of serious crimes committed by African-American males between the age of 15 and 30, which account for 2% of the population. So 2% of American population are black males between the age of 15 and 30 years old. But that 2% commits about 48% of the murders, 47% of the armed robberies, 52% of burglaries and serious crime. And so that's about 25 times their number. And the reason African-American males tend to get shot disproportionately is because disproportionately African-American males involve themselves in serious criminal misbehavior that brings them in contact with police officers. If you don't commit serious crime, the odds of a cop showing up to confront you are rather slight, correct?
Right. Well, as I say, what you find is that almost all the time, not all the time, but the vast majority of times that police shoot somebody, the person has some type of weapon. They're almost always involved in the commission of a crime. You know, mistakes do happen, but they're a very small rate. And when you're talking about, you know, so we have a lot of concentration on cases where maybe the person didn't have a weapon, where a mistake might have been made. And it doesn't give people kind of an overall accurate impression of what the typical case looks like.
And of course, in Texas, Ted Cruz running for re-election, the Democrats, you say, have a new hero, Beto O'Rourke, who's campaigning against Ted Cruz. O'Rourke asserts that cops are killing unarmed black children at a frightening level and aren't being held accountable. And by saying such things, he wants to turn out the black vote to believe lies that may vote. So why are so many politicians motivated to scare the hell out of black people when the facts are different?
You know, I don't know. You have to go and ask some political expert about that. I mean, I just try to put the numbers together on these things and try to get them as accurately as I can find them. But, you know, I guess the sad thing to me is that if you are making it so that blacks believe that they can't trust police officers, that makes them less likely to go and report crimes to police. And that lowers the arrest and conviction rates for those crimes. And given that you have, unfortunately, blacks are the most likely victims of violent crime already in the United States, if you lower the arrest and conviction rates for people who go and commit crimes against blacks, you're going to see more crimes being committed. And that makes it so that those vulnerable population in the United States is going to be even more likely to be victims than they already are.
It brings about the law of unintended consequences, which we see played out every weekend in the city of Chicago. Dr. John Lott, thanks again for coming on. President and founder of the Crime Prevention Research Council. If the American people want to get some of these facts instead of the left-wing media diatribe and the pandering, where do they go?
Well, they go to our website at crimeresearch.org, and it's the Crime Prevention Research Center. But thank you very much.
Dr. Lott, the truth will set you free. Thank you very much.